This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to today's pregame lineup card. The Twins try to avoid the sweep against the Mets in Game 3 at Citi Field. Chris Atterbury stepped into Rocco Baldelli's office this morning. Their conversation is brought to you by UCare.
All right, early baseball here from New York today. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli as the Twins try to salvage one here against Luis Severino and the Mets. Pablo Lopez gets the ball, and Rocco, it's been a tough sled offensively for your club here against a couple of left-handers. They go to the right-hander today. You get your lefties back in the lineup, Trevor Larnach into that leadoff spot. Nice to be able to throw those guys out there and not look at all that power sitting next to you on the bench?
Yeah. Normally we've done a pretty good job against left-handed pitching. The last 2 days were rough games, not what we're used to seeing. But yeah, I want to see Larnach and Wallner and Kepler back in the lineup. I don't like it when guys are sitting out too long, but they've been playing good. They've been swinging the bats well. I think this is a good day to get them out there against Severino.
It's rare that you run into a string of lefties, and in this case a bullpen day thrown in there, where those guys aren't getting regular starts, but you have been able to get them into the games to get a couple of swings at least in each of the last handful of games. Think that helps in terms of the continuity?
I think it probably does help. And sometimes if I'm kind of on the fence of whether or not we're going to get certain guys in the game, if you want to get them in at bat, you want to keep them engaged, you want to get them ready for the day following where they'll probably be starting, sometimes I just send them on out there and let them pinch hit. So we've done that a little bit this week. We'll probably continue to do it in the future. These guys are ready to play, and a day or two off their feet is never the worst thing, but it is good to see all of those faces in the lineup.
The offense has been a slog here at Citi Field. At the bottom of your order, there's a combo there of Martin and Lee. Those are a couple of guys who probably aren't expected to hit the ball into the third deck every time they dig in. Chance to maybe try to do some things with them, mix things up, force the issue a little bit if that opportunity arises against these Mets?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that at all. The bottom of our lineup will always have to be open and prepared to do a number of things to help us score runs. Sometimes we want to score a bunch of runs, but sometimes if we can just score one run, that's going to be the group that's going to piece some things together and move the ball around and handle the bat. Those are the guys that are going to have to do it. The number one goal today is to get some base runners. So we're going to start with trying to get a few guys on base, and then obviously anything can happen from there.
Trevor Richards did get here. He was acquired yesterday, quickly found his way into the clubhouse, introducing himself around. Would you have any hesitation in getting him right into the fray? And what is the process like for him onboarding with your pitching group?
Well, number one, I call him in and I sit him down in my office and shoot the breeze with him for a little bit. I tell the story of when he was opening for Toronto when we thought he was going to throw an inning, and he threw about 3 2/3 or something like that, and basically ruined our entire day by going out there and doing it. But he's a great guy. He's got a very, very good changeup that I'm sure we'll see a lot of. And with the pitching group, I mean, it's day one. I mean, first and foremost, you start with normal stuff like introducing yourself and going in and just beginning the conversation. So today, he'll probably have some things to think about over the off day, coming back home the following day. It's going to be a few days before we are totally, dialed in on a plan. We'll get as much done as we can today, but it normally takes a little while.
That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to the studio.
Thank you, Chris. And Trevor Richards, just some numbers for him against the Mets. 2-2 with a 3.46 ERA across six games. Four of those starts, 2 in 2018 and 2 in 2019. That interview with Rocco Baldelli brought to you by UCare people-powered health plans. Well, stay tuned. We have a minor league update for you next on A Pitcher with the Wind Surge coming up on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.